The chain of custody begins with the person who located and collected the evidence. Their signature with the date and time of when they collected the evidence item will be the first line of documentation on the chain of custody. It is vital that the chain of custody be maintained throughout the process with absolutely no breakdowns. All individuals who come into contact with the evidence must sign the chain of custody when they obtain the item and sign it when the item's released to another part. There is no exceptions to the chain of custody documentation.